Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo!
Yeah, buddy. All right, sports time. I know it's the middle of the week. It's always, I mean, sports is a struggle for you anyway, so I don't know. Do you need me to, like, find a story to fill the time for you, sports? Or?
Why don't you shut up? I got it. I'll take care of it, all right? Just get to it.
All right, here we go. Whoa, sorry. sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Get a sports report.
A little testy this morning. Sports. Yeah,
don't you talk trash about my sports, you son of a...
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stacking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So even when there's not a lot of sports to talk about, at least you got something to drink. You got something to drink there, yeah.
Hey, don't you ever talk trash about my sports.
Sweetie, I will equalize you.
You got anything?
No, I don't. I was really banking on you having it. Now I don't. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I don't either, so.
Oh, okay. I see the game. I see the game we're playing.
You're wrong. That's what I'm trying to get to. No, I'm kidding. I got a few scores here. We're going to rip through some scores, and I got a few stories here. NCAA men's college basketball, real quick. Illinois beat Michigan State 56-55. This is all last night. Kent State beating Western Michigan 75-64. Akron beating Central 60-56. Bowling Green beating Eastern Michigan 85-71. Tonight's games, Northwestern going to be over at Michigan at 6:30. You can catch that on News Talk Sports 94.9. NC State's going to be at Notre Dame tonight. That's going to be at 9 o'clock. So, speaking of college basketball, there you go. You got some local games to be had.
Dribble, dribble, shoot, shoot. He's on fire.
Dribble, dribble, shoot, shoot. Hopefully, dunk, dunk. That's fun to watch.
I like underhand granny-style free throws. That's what I like.
Yeah. Jeez, dude.
I mean, that's how
I
shoot.
Are you a center? Are you a center? Yeah, you're so bad. You are such a, you're 7'6". Your hand is so big. It's like shooting a ping pong ball for anybody else, right? You know, that game beer pong and how hard it is. Now imagine like that in real life with basketballs. And they're like, coach is like, you know what? You're so bad at free throws. Try this. Try this. The granny style.
You got it. You'll figure it out, buddy.
I know you're a professional basketball player. But here, try this.
This is how I was taught, man. This is what we did at camp. I don't know.
Look like a damn fool. That's what you look like. NBA yesterday, the Nuggets beating the Pistons, man. 110-105. Close game there. Hornets going to be in Indiana playing the Pacers tonight, 7 o'clock. Raptors over in Chicago playing the Bulls at 8. NHL, real quick, tonight, Blackhawks going to be Detroit playing the Red Wings at 7:30. So, now that we got that out of the way, let's get to some stories. Pro football. Let's talk about this. Kansas City Chiefs benefited, obviously, we talked about this yesterday, from the NFL's overtime rules and Sunday night's thrilling win over Buffalo. Head coach Andy Reid says he would fully support changing the rule to allow both offenses to get the ball. He says, I wouldn't be opposed to it. It's a hard thing. It was great for us last night, but is it great for the game? Which is probably the most important thing we should all be looking out for, right? To make things equal, it probably needs to be able to hit both offenses, both defenses. So even Andy Reid, the guy who benefited from this the other night, is like, yeah.
It's just so, wait, okay, I'm confused on what's the big hubbub about now?
So the big hubbub is the Kansas City Chiefs and Bills game went into overtime.
Yeah.
Kansas City wins the coin flip. Mahomes obviously goes down and scores a touchdown. Game over.
Yeah.
Josh Allen was just smashing it, dude. He was not skipping a beat. He would have came down and done the exact same thing Mahomes did. And people are kind of pissed off because
it comes down
to a coin flip.
So what we're it's finally coming to a head because we've been bitching about this. I mean, because that's been happening since the rules were put in place, right?
Right.
I mean,
they had changed the rules so you could kick a field goal back in the day and it would be over then. But they had since changed that. They were like, all right, that's kind of ridiculous. If you get to, you know, 45,
yeah,
potentially.
Yeah,
you,
exactly.
You know, so they changed that rule, but still, it's still like, hey, why don't I get a chance to get on offense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet, they scored. But, dude, I went this whole game, and you don't even give me a shot, and it's based off a coin flip? That's trash.
And maybe they will adjust it. I don't know why they haven't because it does seem like a pretty easy fix. All you say is, all right, hey, guys, everyone gets a chance. The only thing the coin flip will do will decide who gets the ball first. Which
exactly.
That could. Now, see, there still puts in the chance of it because now maybe a defense who's tired gets a chance to rest up and then they go back out. You know what I mean?
Very
so there's
true.
Still some of that
very
in there.
True. But getting the ball back after somebody scores, still, is way more fair than what it is now.
For sure. And I mean, you can.
I mean, it's closer to fair than what it is now, I should say.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
It just seems weird to me that it's now, maybe because it's a playoff game and people are really getting behind the team of the Bills that have built themselves up, that have that have come back, have started, obviously, this new possible franchise that could be a winning franchise. You know what I mean? So now people are like, wait a minute, hold on. These guys were ousted because of a coin flip. Even though it's been happening for a long time, now it's just got a little bored. Okay, I was just wondering what everyone's, you know.
It's crazy, dude. And real quick, to reiterate my point I made yesterday, this is what the people need to ask Roger Goodell. Why?
Yeah.
Why is that rule in place? What's the point? What is the point? To get the game over faster? Nobody wants that.
Well, once Roger Goodell puts down his golden cup full of the tears of NFL fans and wipes his face from, you know, all of the... all the filth on there with a gold covered thread napkin because the point I'm making is he has so much money he doesn't care. He doesn't care.
So there you go. That's kind of big in sports right now. Next hour I'm gonna have some gambling. Hawaii getting closer to legalizing gambling, but there's a huge catch, dude. And it has to do with the government.
D. Clack. Okay.
And more basketball with James Harden. He's a little frustrated on Kyrie Irving. So we'll talk about that next time.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up?
Sports time. You're right. It is time for sports. So let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Push the damn button. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, yeah, I could use a good, delicious Bud product, well, they got you covered right there. Boom.
I just scrolled by this, and I want to share this with you because this is absolutely ridiculous, dude. And it's just a picture, but I'm going to tell you what the picture explains. This is the Kansas City Buffalo game over the weekend, the most ridiculous football game that anybody has ever watched in their entire life, probably. Yeah. Yeah. So this is what it is. Kansas City, 26 points in the fourth quarter with 1:54 to go. Let me say that one more time. Kansas City has 26 points in the fourth quarter with 1:54 to go. Final score, 42 points in final score in overtime.
It's bananas.
154 left, and they end up with 42 points.
Yeah.
What? Dude, that is just craziness. The NFL is just absolutely bonkers.
It's loaded,
man. It has been bonkers all year, dude. You know what it is? Everybody's good. Everybody in every single position is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they know how to do their job very, very well. So now it's just a chess game.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to a chess game, it always comes down to it, you know? And it just showed it this past weekend.
It's all year long,
I should say.
What team is going to screw up just once?
Hey, dude, it comes down to like special teams something.
Yeah.
It's like one little mistake literally can throw the game down. I love that because it is so the precision. It's awesome. It's fun to watch.
Yep. I agree. I
wanted to share that with you. Moving on, more pro football. After 16 years in New Orleans, Saints head coach Sean Payton decided to step away. 58-year-old, who is the winningest coach in franchise history and led the team to its first Super Bowl win 2009, is leaving the job after the Saints finished the season 9-8, missed the playoffs for the first time in 5 years. There's talks of him possibly going to work for one of the TV networks. So, you like Sean Payton?
Yeah, he's not bad. I mean,
Didn't he get in trouble for a little while for something? It was like something. What was that? It wasn't cheating or something or something? It was kind of sketchy.
I don't remember.
I'm not trying to put a bad name on the guy.
No, I don't. He actually applied for the Packer job and lost out to Mike McCarthy. Yeah. Think about if it would have been different with Sean Payton in Mike McCarthy's spot. I mean, granted, McCarthy got us to a Super Bowl, but maybe it would have been much different. Maybe we would have multiple Super Bowls. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. Moving on. Last story here, gambling. What? Lawmakers in Hawaii are getting closer to legalizing sports betting in the state, but there might be a big catch here, Brock.
They're debating a bill that would set the tax rate on all winnings at what percent do you think?
46%.
55.
Wow.
As in you keep 45% of the winnings of your ticket. Government gets 55% of the
winnings. Wow.
How is that even a thing? It's not fair.
Why are you even gambling? Your state, you can do what you want with it, I guess. So, yeah, who would want to gamble? Maybe that'll curb gambling. I don't know. Because you think about it, though, people.
Whatever happened to like the one for you, one for me, one for you? No,
yeah, that's
the government is three for me, one half for you.
It's
actually,
always been that way. Are you kidding me? It's the government, man. They've been
sucks.
They've been making us grab our ankles since 1776. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They're trying to curb gambling, and they still want to get in on it. Or they know when people are in Hawaii, they're on vacation, and they are spending like they're on vacation. It's like, oh, we're on vacation. Who cares? Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Let it ride.
Let it ride.
So there you go. Gambling to finish your sports this morning. It's Wednesday. What else you got?
Can I get a clack? Oh, that's good enough, buddy. We don't expect much from you, so it's okay. It's okay. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.